Taste of Your Lips by Epifank 7, read by Rhea 314. People on the Gorim Central planets ain't never learned proper decorum, that's for rotten sure. The doctor and his lunatic sister are perched on the catwalk, feet splayed all over the flooring, just in case Jane needs to walk by. The two of them happy as can be, munching on goodies of who knows what sort. Jane scowls at them, hoping they'll catch his drift and move out of his way, but luck ain't been on his side recently when it comes to the Tam siblings. He swears a little and actually moves so that she's blocking his way. "Do you want to taste?" she asks, mouth open and stained dark red and wet, pink droplets sliding from the corner of her lip and dripping down her chin. For a minute, Jane thinks that the little strumpet's offering more than he can rightly take her up on without feeling like scum after. And then he catches the horrified look on the doctor's face as Simon struggles to his feet. "It tastes like summer," River Stage whispers, a sad smile spreading over her face. Touched in the head, the girl is, sure as shits and giggles, but she ain't been too bad since her brother gave her a kind of drug cocktail strong enough to knock the vision out of a horse. She ain't been acting nothing like the little loopy nutcase what stepped out of an icebox first thing they met. So Jane's willing to let her go with nothing more than a couple of steps back. After all, he ain't never forget what that girl's like with the knife, freaky mind powers or no. "May-may," the doctor says, warning, and she smiles again at Jane before handing him a tiny red bead and skipping off, bare feet and toes tapping merrily on the metal framework, like Serenity's her own personal ballet slipper. "That girl," Jane says seriously, "that girl ain't right." The doctor makes some noise of derision, one of the many he uses when he's mocking Jane, which is irritating as hell. Simon slumps back down onto the flooring, head tilted back. "What is this, anyway?" Jane asks, staring at the tiny bead in his hand, dark pink with the dark indistinct blur in its center. Simon looks up at him, pale blue eyes flickering softly over him. It ain't right the way the doctor can look through him, like he ain't even there, ain't even nobody. He smiles, though, plucking an identical tiny blob from the fruit in his hand, popping it into his mouth. People on the Gorim Central planets ain't never learned proper decorum. The doctor's just sitting there, taking his tiny rotten seeds out of his tiny rotten fruit, biting into each one individually. It's indecent. And Jane can see it all, the way the doctor got his pale, smooth fingers sliding over his lips when he puts the seed in his mouth. He can see the man's throat work when he swallows, tongue reddened when it licks out, wetting his lips. And then his eyes fall shut, fingers sliding just inside his lips, emerging with the reddened tip of his tongue and the tiny green-brown pit sliding from wet from his mouth. Practically pornographic. Which is saying something, because Jane's watched more than his fair share of naughty broadcasts and filthy sexual materials. The doctor ain't doing nothing special. He's just eating a Gorim fruit. And yet, it's one of the most explicitly sexual things Jane's ever laid his eyes on. Lewd and filthy, and one of the most spectacularly inspiring. "Do you want to taste?" Simon asks, eyes still shut. His face is relaxed, open, lips stained red with juice. Jane very, very much wants to taste, wants to lean forward and lick open the doctor's filthy pornographic red mouth, pin his juice-stained fingers to the metal-meshed floor and rot up against him, pull open his shirt and lick at the hollow of his throat. He also knows that the doctor ain't offering that particular kind of taste. His eyes open, head lolling lazily against the railing as he looks up at Jane. Eyelashes absurdly dark against his pale skin. Jane flops down next to him, inelegant but efficient, boots tucked up underneath him. Simon doesn't lean away from him, even though Jane is crowding him in some, but from the looks of things, the doctor ain't in much shape to move anywhere. "What is it?" Jane asks. "It's a pomegranate," Simon says, his voice so low it's almost a whisper. One of those really expensive tropical fruit from Earth that was. It's fairly difficult to eat. There are hundreds of tiny seeds, each with a pit, but the juice is lovely. He holds up a pomegranate seed, pinched lightly between two juice-reddened fingers. Jane takes it and pops it in his mouth, the tiny thing bursting with a soft pop of flavor that's gone almost before it hits his tongue. "That it?" he asks, spitting out the seed. It pings satisfyingly off the corner of the railing, ricocheting down into the depths of the cargo hold. The doctor looks disgusted. "You really are a pig, aren't you?" he says, scorn dripping from his words almost visibly. "You gonna show me how to be more civilized, doctor?" Jane asks, leaning in, giving the other man the darkest, most intimidating expression he can muster. Simon doesn't even twitch, a tiny curve of his lips betraying his amusement, and then he's leaning forward, fingers cool and slightly damp on the edge of Jane's lip. Jane can't help the way his mouth falls open obediently, as if he's been waiting for this. The doctor places a tiny seed just inside Jane's lips, resting gently on his own lower teeth. He's too close, leaning into Jane with his body heat leaching through his shirt, and Jane's just soaking it up, his stupidly long eyelashes hiding his eyes from Jane's view. "What in the goram hell is he doing?" Jane wonders, even as he furiously suppresses the urge to suck on the doctor's fingertips, embarrass himself even further. Simon shifts, leaning a little closer, and then he's almost whispering in Jane's ear, a soft puff of breath against his jaw. "Now bite down slowly, Mr. Cobb." And it ain't Jane's fault that he's incapable of saying no, not when Simon's got all close and Jane's all hot and bothered like nobody's business. He's all the way hard, dick tenting his pants when he bites down slowly, and then there's a sweet, amazing explosion of taste over the tip of his tongue, sweet and a little bit tart, some flavor he's never experienced before, and the surreal certainty of the doctor's fingertips still resting on his lip. Drawing his fingers away, Simon pulls out another tiny seed, holding it up just in front of Jane's lips. "Another?" "Yes, please." Jane wants more than a running taste, but pomegranate seed is between Simon's fingers, and Jane wants them back on his lips, in his mouth. He wants to suck softly on the doctor's gorham hands, lick the pink juice stains from his skin, suck them from his lips. Instead, he leans forward, lips following Simon's fingers, even though the doctor moves the seed back, teasing, making Jane chase it with his mouth. Cool, sweet juice bursting on his tongue, and Jane wants nothing more than to pull the gorham doctor closer, see if his lips taste like that rotten fruit, lick his mouth, and suck onto his tongue. It ain't happening, though, because Simon is sitting back, closing his eyes, fingers discarding the seed on the napkin he has beside him, and then bringing another full ripe seed to his own mouth. Jane watches, mesmerized, as Simon's fingers begin the entire dance again, sliding softly over the doctor's soft, wet mouth, red fruit and pink-stained fingers over smooth red lips. He sighs a little bit when he bites down on the seed, his head falling forward, tiny, secretive smile spreading over his smug, pale face. A tiny flush, too, and it ain't that Jane's watching him real close or anything, it's just that he can't really stop himself from it. It's mesmerizing, and the gorham doctor is doing it again, sucking obscenely on his fingers, licking his lips, and then doing the whole damn show on repeat. Jane is so hard he could hammer nails were he so inclined. He's sitting with one hand over his lap in some attempt to hide the way his cock's poking up, tenting his pants and leaking an embarrassing wet spot onto the front of his trousers. He's close enough to hear the sounds the doctor's making, too, which is torture in and of itself. Low hum, barely perceptible, but there, sighing every single rotten time he eats another one of those gorham seeds. And it probably would be a bad idea, Jane knows, to lean forward and kiss him. It would be an even worse idea to shove a hand down his pants and see if Simon would make those noise with Jane sucking his cock. Though, as a matter of opinion, Jane thinks the doctor would make a hell of a lot more noise if he was getting his dick sucked. Other things which would probably not be all too wise include A. licking the doctor's neck, B. hitting him on the head with something and taking advantage of his limp body, C. covering his dick in fruit juice and asking the doctor to lick it off him, D. telling him he has a pretty mouth, E. asking him real nice, like, to let Jane fuck him, and F. not asking real nice at all. Sadly, Jane wants to do all of the above and then some, starting with maybe crushing that gorham fruit and letting the juice run down over the doctor's too pale skin so Jane could lick it off him. Simon's enjoying the damn fruit far too much, Jane thinks. It ain't too hard to reach out and twist it out of his grasp, pulling the half-eaten fruit away, still filled with pulp and juicy dark red seeds. "Mine," he thinks triumphantly, and then looks at Simon's surprised face and the pink stains on his lips, and he thinks, mine. Plucking one of those red seeds from the fruit, Jane lifts it to his lips as slowly as he dares, watching the doctor watch him. Pale blue eyes follow his fingers and land on Jane's mouth. Each taste is progressively better than the one before, sweet juice tantalizing on his tongue. Jane licks his lips real friendly-like, and the doctor's eyes stay glued to his mouth. Standing up ain't easy, but Jane manages it, holding the pomegranate in one hand, body angled to hide his erection. The doctor's eyes are still on him. Popping another seed into his mouth, Jane contemplates this. I'll be in my bunk, he says. Turning to leave, he pulls another seed from the fruit, sliding it cool and smooth onto his tongue. He ain't more than a few steps before Jane hears the doctor getting to his feet behind him. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.